Copenhagen, 1943. 10-year-old Anna Marie Johansson races through the streets with her best friend Ellen Rosen, only to be stopped by Nazi soldiers who control their occupied city. This seemingly innocent moment marks the beginning of a profound transformation. The girls are shaken, but try to hide their fear from their mothers. Mrs. Rosen's advice to her Jewish daughter reveals their precarious situation. Always blend into the crowd, never be noticed by the soldiers. The German occupation has already changed everything. King Christian X, once seen proudly riding his horse through Copenhagen streets, barely survived a fall. Anna Marie's older sister, Lise, died mysteriously before her wedding. Peter, Lise's fiancé, has transformed from a fun-loving friend to a serious, hurried man whose visits grow increasingly mysterious. Even Anna Marie's father seems diminished, his spirit crushed under occupation. Only in the stories Anna Marie tells her 5-year-old sister Kirsty does the world remain predictable and safe. But fairy tales with happy endings feel increasingly distant from their reality of rationing, curfews, and constant fear. As Anna Marie whispers, "And they lived happily ever after," to complete Kirsty's bedtime story, she unconsciously highlights the growing gap between childhood innocence and the harsh world closing in around them. The contrast is striking. In a world where soldiers patrol the streets and friends must hide their identities, stories offer only temporary escape. September brings disturbing changes. The girls find Mrs. Hirsch's button shop padlocked with a Nazi sign. Kirsty innocently suggests the Jewish family is on vacation, while adults exchange worried glances. That night, Peter visits with seashells and news. The Germans have closed all Jewish shops in Copenhagen. Anne Marie suddenly realizes her best friend Ellen is Jewish too. Though Mama assures her the Rosens should be safe since Mr. Rosen is a teacher, the danger is evident. All of Denmark must be bodyguard for the Jews, just as we are for the king, Anne Marie declares. Later, she wonders if she would truly risk her life for others, unaware that her moment of testing approaches. The Hirsch family's disappearance marks a turning point. Abstract war news has become personal. A familiar shop closed, neighbors vanished. The simple button she needed becomes symbolic of normal life unraveling under occupation. Ellen visits the Johansons as the Jewish New Year approaches. After an urgent conversation, Mama announces Ellen will stay with them while her parents visit relatives. A cover story only Kirsty believes. That evening, Papa reveals the truth. Nazis have obtained synagogue membership lists and plan to arrest all Danish Jews that night. Ellen's parents have been hidden elsewhere with Peter's help. Papa comforts the tearful Ellen. "Now I can have 3 daughters again." Hours later, Nazi soldiers pound on their door demanding the Rosens' whereabouts. When they approach the bedroom, Anna Marie quickly tears Ellen's Star of David necklace from her neck and conceals it in her fist. When soldiers question Ellen's dark hair among the blonde Johansons, Papa produces baby photographs claiming Ellen is their daughter, Lise. The soldiers reluctantly leave. This midnight confrontation transforms Anna Marie from protected child to resistance participant. Without instruction, she recognizes the necklace as dangerous evidence and acts decisively, demonstrating how courage emerges in moments of crisis. Papa decides they must take the girls to Uncle Henrik's coastal farm. Mama travels alone with the children, reasoning it would be less suspicious. On the train, German soldiers check papers. Kirsty's innocent chatter about her new shoes creates a helpful distraction. Anne Marie notices her mother's trembling hands after the soldiers leave, revealing the fear beneath her calm facade. At Henrik's farm, the girls run to the Baltic Sea, where Ellen admits she's never seen open water. They gaze toward Sweden, visible as a misty shoreline. "That's where we can see the lights at night," Anne Marie explains, not yet understanding those lights represent freedom. That night, Ellen discovers her Star of David necklace is missing. Anne Marie reassures her it's safe. Ellen whispers that she wishes she knew where her parents were. Sweden symbolizes freedom, so near yet unreachable without help, while the Baltic Sea forms both barrier and potential escape route. Ellen's missing necklace represents her temporarily hidden identity. At Henrik's farm, he and Mama exchange coded phrases about fishing and weather. Henrik announces Great Aunt Berta's death, a claim that immediately makes Anne-Marie suspicious. In the barn, Anne-Marie confronts Henrik about the lie. He responds by asking about her courage. When she admits she's not brave, Henrik disagrees. "You're like your parents and me, frightened but determined." He explains, "It is much easier to be brave if you do not know everything," confirming there is no Great Aunt Berta. During the morning, Nazi officers interrupt. When one threatens to open the casket, Mama claims the deceased died of typhus. Disgusted, he slaps her and leaves. Peter then opens the casket, revealing winter clothing for the refugees. He gives Mr. Rosen an important packet for Henrik and organizes the escape in staggered groups. He'll lead the first group to the harbor, with Mama bringing the Rosens later. This scene reveals the resistance's sophisticated network, coordination between operatives, prepared disguises and documents, and carefully timed departures to minimize risk. Ellen and Anne-Marie share a tearful goodbye, with Ellen promising to return. When Mama doesn't come back by dawn, Anne-Marie finds her on the path with a broken ankle. Though Mama delivered the Rosens to Henrik's boat, she had fallen returning home. Anne-Marie discovers the packet Peter had given Mr. Rosen lying nearby, and Mama urgently sends her to deliver it. Racing through the pre-dawn forest, Anne-Marie calms herself by thinking of Little Red Riding Hood. She encounters four soldiers with dogs and, following her mother's advice to act like a silly little girl, explains she's bringing lunch to her fisherman uncle. The soldiers find the mysterious handkerchief in her basket, but her genuine ignorance protects her. Henrik later explains it contained a drug that neutralized Nazi dogs' sense of smell when searching boats with hidden refugees. Her delivery saved the Rosens, as soldiers boarded Henrik's boat minutes after she left. 2 years later, at age 12, Anne-Marie witnesses the war's end as Copenhagen celebrates with church bells, Danish flags, and street singing. She learns that Peter was executed by the Nazis and that her sister Lise, who had been in the resistance, was deliberately killed by a military car while fleeing a raided meeting. On Liberation Day, Anne-Marie retrieves Ellen's Star of David necklace from its hiding place in Lise's dress. Her father promises to repair the broken clasp for when the Rosens return, symbolizing both remembrance of Lise's sacrifice and hope for reunion with Ellen. Nearly 7,000 Danish Jews reached safety in Sweden through ordinary citizens' courage. The chemical-treated handkerchief that confused Nazi dogs was a real historical device. Through Anne-Marie's story, we see courage in many forms, from dramatic resistance to small kindnesses. Even a child can become a hero when facing injustice, demonstrating how the human spirit can triumph in the darkest times.